Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host Gary LaRood and special guest today, Anders Storm, CEO of Sivers Semiconductors. Welcome, Anders.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Sivers Semiconductor is an international supplier of advanced 5G systems and optical products. You're previously known as Sivers IMA. You have a new name, a new brand, a new website. Tell us how you came to be through this rebranding effort.
Yeah, so as you know, we've been over the last 5 years changing a lot in the company and become one of the leaders in RF ICs for 5G. We purchased a company called CST Global in 2017, and we wanted to join the companies in a new name and a new brand. So everybody was always asking me, what does this IMA stand for? So Sivers Semiconductors tells you immediately what kind of company we are, and it was also time for upgrading the brand and the look and feel, and I think the guys have done a fantastic job, and I'm really happy to be Sivers Semiconductors now.
We understand you're opening an office in the U.S. Tell us about the thought process that led to this decision, what you'll be marketing in the U.S., and where the office will be located.
So we have over the last 3-4 years a lot of new customers in the U.S. We have, for example, in the optical business, added 2 Fortune 100 customers. We have also on the wireless side added new customers, and a lot of the things happening, of course, in the Silicon Valley. And being a semiconductor company, you probably need to be present there. So we've decided to open an office in Silicon Valley and hire 4 people. Starting from this year.
So you recently won a big 5G contract, I think it was last August. Can you tell us about that agreement and the new RFIC that's being developed through that effort?
So it's a very exciting project, part of a company that is listed on the New York Stock Exchange that we're working with. And together with them, we are addressing a tier one mobile operator in the U.S. that's going to use the joint solution. It's a very exciting thing. And in development of that, the 5G NR product, we have developed the new RFIC that is under development and will be ready this year. The joint product should be ready from January 2023. So it's a couple of years ahead. So coming up with this really new RFIC, I think it's a huge step forward on a very highly integrated RFIC that you will know more about, I would say, going forward in this year.
I think you announced another major contract award last month in December. Tell us about that win, what the product is, and the module that you recently released.
Had a contract with a East European company called 8devices. They also have a customer in the U.S., which is a wireless internet service provider that will use 60 gigahertz solutions. So this is the latest module that we have from 57 to 71 gigahertz that is now released very recently. And it's actually part of your latest, it's an ad in your latest magazine about it. And it's a very interesting product that covers the whole 57 to 71 gigahertz band. It has 2D beam steering, which allows for steering in vertical and horizontal mode. And it's actually very small and cost effective. We've been able to reduce the size by half compared to the previous one. We've also been able to reduce the number of antenna layers down from 10 to 4, which is very good work by the team. And we're still using the RFIC that was developed in 2018 and was that was won the best product in the RF show, in IEEE show in Philadelphia in 2018. So we've used what we have, but also further developed the module.
I have to say that product is very impressive. You cover that full 14 gigahertz band with very good boresight antenna gain flatness and good power level, I think you said, between 39 and 40 dBm. So it should provide the user a lot of flexibility in terms of where they mount the antenna.
Absolutely. And it's also being able to be used, you know, both on the CPE side and the distribution node, because it meets the really high output power targets. and the flexibility, as you know, to steer the beam, you can actually use it quite close to a high-rise building and still cover a lot of the building.
So you had a very active 2019 and 2020. Can you tell us what you're looking forward to most in 2021?
Yeah, so on top of all of these exciting projects we're working on, we are actually moving the list here from Nasdaq First North Growth Market onto a mid-cap list for Nasdaq here in Stockholm. That is something that is ongoing, and we have said that that's going to be ready by first half this year. And of course, as you mentioned, opening up and getting feet on the ground in the US is one of the exciting things that's going to happen. And of course, the new products coming out there, we're working on this new 5G NR chipset that we're going to probably then release sometime mid next year or going further into the year. And then we, of course, have a lot of things happening in photonics. And one of the Fortune 100 customer now, we just got an order here in January, and we keep on building out on that. And hopefully we'll get to volume production and first the pilot line and stuff during this year sometime. And we're working hard on getting there.
Well, before we close out, can you tell us about the award you recently won for Best Presenter?
Yeah, that's actually a financial hearing company here in Sweden that does all the dreaming of all financial hearings in Sweden in different capital market days and so forth, quarterly reports. They have a prize giving out to different CEOs who present, and I was picked as the presenter of the year for all micro-cap companies in Sweden. So that was quite surprising and fun, of course.
Well, congratulations on that. And I think we should also note that you recently hired a managing director for the wireless segment of the business, which will allow you to focus more on the overall company strategy.
Yes, we've had Pelle Wijk coming in from Imagination, which is a really good guy. He's coming in, knows a lot of the RF business. I've been working within that for 15 to 20 years. So he will now focus more on the wireless business while I focusing on the more strategic things and also stock market and partnerships and so forth on the strategic level.
Well, thank you, Anders, for joining us today and sharing the transition of Sivers from IMA to Sivers Semiconductors, your expansion in the U.S., and also your product development focus. We wish you and your team much success capitalizing on this interesting inflection point as millimeter wave technology becomes widely adopted for high-speed communications. So please keep us apprised of your progress.
Thank you, Gary and Patrick. It's been a pleasure being here, and I'm really looking forward to 2021. I've said to all our shareholders that I think this is going to be the most exciting year for the company so far, and I'm really looking forward now to get out of this pandemic and get into even more business in the future. Thank you very much for having me.